From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Bruce White about Peoria Player's upcoming musical review entitled Show Tunes Sing Along, featuring Lee Wanger and Denise Adams. Bruce, welcome to Out and About.
Hey, it's always fun to be sitting here talking about theater and singing and dancing and all those good things.
Now, the concept of a musical review is not a new idea. However, you at Peoria Players have put a fun twist on it, adding the sing-along component. Tell us about that.
Well, it was our experience that there was no opportunity for those folks who may have been too embarrassed to audition or to sing in front of others. And we'd like to invite them to the theater and sing along with us as we sing some of these great songs from Broadway shows. So it should be fun, and with Lee leading in a lot of these songs, how can you go wrong? I mean, he's the master of ceremonies, you know, Journal Star, Christmas Sing, and he used to do all those Irish reviews. And of course, D.A., well known for her accompaniment director of the Morton Civic Chorus, and it's fun to have her at the piano keys. Makes it easy for us.
Now, with an event like this, you've got a century or more of musical theater repertoire to pick and choose from. So how do you go about deciding what you're going to include, what you're not going to include, and then how to arrange the pieces that you've picked out?
Well, what we did was go back to favorite shows, which wasn't hard to do because we'd done surveys at the end of the last couple of seasons where we asked audiences, what were your favorite shows, and of ones we might reconsider to do for our 100th season, which starts next year. You know, well, actually starts this summer, this coming summer. And they gave us a list of their favorite shows, some of which we'll be doing next year. So we had a list there to start from. There really weren't any musicals being done in community theater much until the 50s. So we didn't have to think about any years before that.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked back at the ones that had been successful and were fun and that we'd done 2, 3, 4, Grease 5 times to say, hey, you know, it'd be fun to do a song from that show because people will know it and won't be intimidated trying to sing along.
And one thing we should note is that on the off chance that you don't know the lyrics, you've worked out a system to project the lyrics. Is that going to be on a screen?
Exactly. Maybe people will remember the old Shakey's Pizza Parlor, where you sat down, had a beverage, and on the screen with a bouncing ball going across, you sang along to old favorites. Well, this is similar. The old favorites are show tunes, but probably most of these will be known by people. They know Guys and Dolls, My Fair Lady, Gypsy, Grease, West Side Story. So all of those great shows will be featured, and sometimes there'll be a lead-in by one of our ensemble performers. We have some folks that are just excellent at doing solos and duets, Susan Brown, Aaron Craig, Bruce Colligan, Jared Hazard, Jeremy Kelly, my wife, Pat White. So they'll be doing some lead-ins, and then the slide will come on for the audience to do the chorus.
I know it's part of musical theater culture and community to sing together at cast parties, to just get together and have parties where you're essentially doing this. You're just singing through songs that you love. Talk a little bit about maybe how did that make the rehearsal process a little bit even more fun?
Well, a lot of these folks, you say go to cast parties, they've got karaoke machines. So they have karaoke contests, you know, where they're singing all night long. But these are performers, you know, they're used to that. The audience members, we appreciate their applause, but not so much they're singing along in the middle of a musical. So this is an opportunity for them to be a part of it. I know there are a lot of people who like to sing outside of the shower.
And you're also using this as a little bit of an opportunity to warm people up for the 100th season. So you were talking about how the, you know, the upcoming season goes back and revisits a lot of favorites, but you've also gone and picked out pieces from those upcoming shows to feature in this weekend's event.
Exactly. The season coming up will have favorite shows, as I mentioned, Wizard of Oz, and CCT is doing Grease, a children's community theater, so that's our youth theater program, I should say. And we're also, we have a regional premiere of Elf the Musical is going to happen around Christmas time, which should be fun. And there are a couple of other shows, again, that we've done at players that everybody knows, Dreamgirls. Steel Magnolias is not a musical. It's a straight play. West Side Story is going to be done next year, and we close with Chorus Line. And we will be doing songs from several of those shows, as the folks will see Friday night and Saturday and Sunday.
It sounds like this is a great opportunity for parents to bring younger children. As you said, you know, you're encouraging people to sing along, and I understand there's actually a portion of the program that highlights children songs from musicals.
Yes, Denise Adams organized the music into various sets. One might be just love songs. One might be dance-type songs. But one of them is a children's set, and during that, we'll be doing songs from Annie, Wizard of Oz, Beauty and the Beast, songs the kids probably know.
One of the things that I really like about the concept of the event is that it provides that more interactive experience. I mean, I think we all know as performers that when you go to a performance, you know, there's the fourth wall that separates the people doing the acting and the singing from the people who are merely spectators. And I think it's a safe assumption that a lot of people who watch musical theater enjoy that, but would like to be a more integral part of it.
Unlike like the electronic media, which the folks are certainly part of, you can't get inside your television set, but more and more Broadway shows are bringing things past that fourth wall you talked about out to the audience. You'll see a lot of performers in the audiences now, going back to, I guess, the days of Hair and O Calcutta, where they actually walked through on the seats of the chairs and walked through the audience while they were singing. But this is an excellent opportunity. We've encouraged our ensemble performers at times just to walk down the steps and walk out in the aisles and encourage people to sing along with them. So it'll be more collaborative in that sense.
And it's important to note that this is a fundraiser for the theater. So even if you've been to, you know, all of the shows of this whole season and you've got your season tickets for the 100th, this is an opportunity not only to just enjoy great performances, but to support the theater in a fundraising capacity.
You know, we're doing what we can as we go into the 100th. We've been doing a lot of fundraising for the last year and a half, talking to businesses, organizations, individuals. Trefkers is making us a gigantic cake model. And we're going to put 9-inch candles all around this cake and put it in the lobby with names of people who have donated to our 100th year for $100, of course. But that'll be fun addition to our lobby. We've changed the lobby entirely. We're putting new carpeting in the theater, doing a lot of rewiring and updating the theater where it needs it. Every building that's that old, the girl needs a new dress. So we're working on that.
And your cast of characters for the show, the ensemble, are they broken up into people who are leading songs individually or duets? Or how do you use the cast that you have?
Yeah, some of the typical Broadway songs will have a lead-in that people don't really know. You know, it's just the first page of the sheet music, really. But then the chorus comes on, like in Oklahoma, for example. You know, the guy talking about spinach and potatoes and things like that. Well, nobody knows those lyrics. So we asked Jared Hazard, hey, you sing that piece, and then we'll throw up the lyrics to start with, oh, Oklahoma. So those are the kinds of things we're doing to segue from music that people don't know to lyrics that they do know. That should be fun for folks to do, to see the lyrics as they come on and participate that way.
And you're going to have a lot of community favorites in terms of performers on stage, correct?
Oh, yeah. You've got the soprano voice of Susie Brown that will blow the top off the building. Aaron Craig, another wonderful vocal performer. Bruce Golligan, who was our Will Rogers about 10 years or so ago. In fact, he's doing a song from Will Rogers. I never met a man I didn't like. Jared Hazard is singing with Susie a piece from West Side Story, which is they do the medley of Maria and I Feel Pretty, and then the audience joins on tonight because they'll know those lyrics pretty much. And Jeremy Kelly doing some fun stuff. He and Aaron are doing Summer Lovin' from Grease. It's really funny. It's a funny piece. And the audience jumps in from time to time. Of course, we throw the slide up there and say, all, so we want you to join in and sing in this part. And so we know they'll be able to follow it okay. It's just a question of knowing. It's unusual. You know, you don't typically have this type of an effort from a theater in the area, so they don't know what to expect. And it's going to be trial by error, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
It also seems like you've had a pretty compressed timeline to put this production together, because it was only a week or two ago that Players was doing Broadway Backwards, and it wasn't too far before that that they were closing the last season. So can you talk a little bit about the rehearsal process and how you structured that so that you'd be able to move in and put the show together in just a handful of days?
Mm-hmm. Well, a month ago, my wife Pat and Denise Adams had worked out the songs that they wanted to feature and put them in sets. So we called all the cast members together and we gave them sheet music. And, you know, these are professional people. They know what to do. And so we handed it out to them. We told them in a month we're going to get back together at Peoria Players. And for four nights, we'll kind of run through this music so you get accustomed to where you're going to be on the stage. I've got boys sitting on one side of the stage and girls sitting on the other. And, of course, they mix up a little bit. And then we got together this week, Monday, and tonight's our dress. And we'll start Friday night. We'll be ready, and it'll go fine. Yep, I hope the audience is ready.
Bruce, you've been involved with Peoria Players since 1957.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. But you mentioned before we started recording today that this is the very first time that they've ever done, to your knowledge, a sing-along.
No, it hasn't been done, to my knowledge. I don't know of any other theater, certainly community theater, even semi-professional in the area that have done just a plain sing-along. You know, there have been all kinds of karaoke events and things like that, but I don't know of any theater that's promoted a sing-along. Certainly not in 1957. Children's theater. That was fun, but it was a long time ago.
And this is a wonderful segue into the 100th season, which we should note celebrates Peoria Players as the fourth oldest consecutively running community theater in the nation,
correct? The country. Yeah, a lot of theaters had to close. War years, they just didn't have the men, so they couldn't continuously operate. We managed to do it, not always in the same theater building, but we did it every season. We're the oldest continuous running in the state, certainly, and fourth oldest in the country. I'm very proud of that. And we're celebrating it in a whole number of ways. In October of this year, we're going to be featured in a Riverfront Museum exhibit for 3 months, which we have been filling so far with all kinds of photographs and programs, old props. WTVP is doing 30-minute video of Peoria Players history, our centennial history. We'll invite people down there for a reception to go into the big screen and see the 30-minute history and then tour the exhibit. There'll be some reprises of that material in the exhibit as well, I'm sure. We're also doing a centennial history book. It happens to be a 100-page history of Peoria Players, and a lot of photographs of shows and a discussion about our homes, from the Women's Club here in town to the Jackson Street Firehouse, and then finally out to the Community Auditorium, which became Lakeview and became Peoria Players as we purchased the building and had it for 20 years or so, and then we sold it to the Park District. They're taking care of the building now.
We've been talking with Bruce White from Peoria Players Theater. They're presenting a Show Tunes sing-along this weekend. It's part of the kickoff to their 100th anniversary season. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Bruce, thanks again for being with us.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to stop by and talk about our favorite activity, and that is being on stage at Peoria Players.
This Saturday at the Peoria Riverfront's CEFQ stage, the Central Illinois Jazz Society presents the Riverfront Jazz and Art Festival, featuring the talents of Marcus Hill, Fanny Ray, the Nathan Taylor Band, and more. The event will also spotlight local visual artists and food vendors. Gates open at 3 p.m. For more information, visit cijs.org.
And the Peoria Historical Society is continuing their Roll Out the Barrel tours this month. The tour celebrates Peoria's history as a center of brewing and distilling. It leaves tomorrow at 1:30 from the Caterpillar Visitor Center. That tour runs every Saturday through the end of June.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.